which I should let you know, Buff Nerds is coming back. Season 2, The Cut. The Cut, I mean.
Electric Cuddaloo?
No,
that's
terrible. Yeah, so we filmed that this weekend. And you'll notice that we don't really change our outfits in it because we filmed the first 4 episodes in one day. So that was like a super, super workout.
I told you, I was ready to keep shedding clothes until... Yeah.
And then
I'm
today,
sure it would stop me if I took my pants off.
Yeah, today my morning started with playing a flag football game and my evening ended with playing in a flag football league. So I am just tired and sore.
That just clicked in my head. I don't know how you did that.
I'm a god.
Little G.
Yeah, little G, not big G.
Oh, man.
But so the government shut down. That's cool. But I found out I get to go to work still, contractor.
Now, are you actually going to get paid, or is it just like my
paid.
Brother's
no,
situation?
I'm funded. My contract's funded. I'm getting paid. Because they have not issued a stop work order yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I very well could wake up tomorrow morning with an email saying, don't go to work.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Because as far as I understand it, my brother, he has to go to work because he's deemed essential. But I think he's getting... He said he wasn't getting paid, so it's like, I guess it's retroactive for him.
Yeah, he'll get paid after the government starts back up again.
Yeah.
He won't even notice a difference if like it's only a couple days. Because what I'm hearing and what I've been reading is that they're probably going to come to an agreement tomorrow. And they're going to fund the government through February 8th. So they'll have a month to work out their shit.
I hope so. The funny thing is I kept seeing on my feed... A lot of Democrats are angry at the Democrats.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
My mom was telling me today is that, like, liberal news outlets are blaming the Democrats.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when liberal news is blaming the liberals, that's when you know
that... Somebody screwed up bad. Yeah.
Well, I think it's because... Now, it's more than just this, but... What is being projected, and right or wrong, pretty smart on the Republicans' part, what's being projected is the Democrats won't sign off on this bill because the Republicans are cutting funding for DACA, which, I know this is not a political podcast, but technically the Republicans are not cutting funding to DACA, and for those of you who don't know, those are the Dreamers, those are the little kids who were brought over by their parents illegally to this country. Obama gave it an expiration date and they're just choosing not to re-up it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, technically the Republicans aren't cutting a program. They're just saying, hey, Obama had an ending here for the funding. This is it. We're not going to fund it anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's not the only reason. And because it's not a political podcast, if you want a political podcast, go check out Colin Moriarty's, shit, I can't think of what his channel is called, but just YouTube search Colin Moriarty, you'll find it. But what it's being portrayed...
Is that Rebel Media?
No, it's not Rebel Media. No, Rebel Media is so far to the right. Like, I remember when I first discovered it, I was like, this isn't bad, but then I watched more, I was like, wow, that's...
They're getting a little too...
It's not quite alt-right, but it's close. I was like, no, I might be... I'm a centrist who leans right, but...
These guys.
No, Colin Moriarty was the guy who worked for Kinda Funny and used to work for IGN. He made the Day Without a Woman's joke, and, like, the shitstorm blew up, so he chose to leave Kinda Funny, not to distract from them.
Okay, it's the other ones. It's the one with that podcast studio. Like, there's a lot of, like...
Yeah,
there's, like, a brick wall in there somewhere.
No, that's not Colin's.
Okay.
Colin's Last Stand, that's what it's called. I gotta figure it out.
Okay.
He went more politics and from a very... somebody who's much smarter than I am. But basically, it's been framed that the Democrats won't sign off on the new bill because it does not allow any money for DACA. So it's been painted, and just for once the Republicans got the PR right, it's been painted that the Democrats care more about illegal aliens than they care about Americans working.
Now, with one thing that I read, I don't know I don't know the validity of it because I didn't look into it. There was one thing that I read that... that apparently the Republicans still kept DACA off. They had an idea for an extension that would keep the government open for like another 4 weeks, and DACA was still a bargaining chip on that in that deal, and the Democrats still said no. That's what I read somewhere. It's not. It was an official article, so I don't know how valid that is.
No, I'm not sure about it. Like, after, like, I knew they weren't going to fund the government, I was like, I'm done watching.
This is just going to annoy me.
It's just going to make me mad.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. And this is one of those moments where I was like, I'm glad I'm not a government contractor currently.
But for the long and the short of it, for anybody watching, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, or you're like us, you're kind of in the center, neither side's really right. They're both holding people's jobs hostage to win political points.
Yeah.
They're both assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all that it comes down to. Whenever we come up on a spending bill that might shut down the government, it has nothing to do with either side thinking what they're, what's right or what's wrong. They think if they can force the other side to shut down the government, they'll get votes in November. That's all it is. It's... they're using people's jobs and lives.
Yeah, and it's really shitty.
And here's the thing. It's like me, I've got a really nice nest egg. And I've got some leave to use. Not a lot of leave because of the holidays. Because a government shutdown right after the holidays sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But I could go a few weeks without my job if I had to. And not getting paid. And I'd be fine. But there are people, like young people just starting out. And even older people who live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
So if we go 2 weeks without work and they're not getting paid, that's bad for them. So the mere fact that the government, or not government, these politicians will hold people's jobs hostage to get their way because they think they'll win votes is ridiculous. And also, those assholes in Congress, even though the government shut down, they're still getting paid.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I didn't realize they're still getting paid.
Yeah, they're still getting paid. That's though, really shitty. I did see two Republican senators, maybe congressmen. I read the article. Arkansas and two Midwestern flyover states. I can't remember which ones. But they wrote a letter to whoever handles the pay for congressmen. And said they would not accept any pay until the government goes back to work.
Well, good for them.
So there's at least two congressmen.
Yeah, there's at least a couple guys that aren't shitty.
Which, honestly, because all those assholes, for the most part, are rich anyways, if they really wanted to win political points during the show, they're like,
they need to do that.
Like, I would call a whole meeting to my party office, like, hey, we really want to win people's sides. Let's just not get paid, because those assholes are all millionaires. They don't need to get paid.
Yeah, where are the Dems doing that?
There might be some. I just saw that article the other
day. Yeah, like if there are any, well, they're I guess cool in that respect as well. But there's a lot of politicians out there that aren't doing that.
No, and the problem with politicians are their career politicians. Thing, and this is turned into a political podcast.
Yeah, I won't add in what I was gonna say. But
but the biggest problem with Congress and the Senate is there are no term limits. These guys can just keep running and running and running, and they keep getting reelected because the American voting public doesn't like to do research for the most part.
No, they really
don't. They know a name. Like, this name, we'll just say Mitch McConnell, just because that's the first name that popped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
They know the name Mitch McConnell. They're going to vote for Mitch McConnell. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't even matter if it's a red state or a blue state. In the primaries, if someone even challenged somebody, like a Republican challenges another Republican in a Republican state, the incumbent usually wins because, unless they really fuck up doing something.
Mitch McConnell's a Democrat, isn't he? Or is he a Republican?
Mitch is Republican.
Okay, because I was trying to think. I just read something about him and I can't remember what.
He is the... what is Mitch? Is he the Senate Majority Leader? I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
We're not political analysts.
No, I do. No, it's part of my job. I do know who these people
are. Oh, yeah.
I'm just drawing a blank right now. Because I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, well, you played two football games today and you ran around Woodbridge.
Yeah, I'm just shopping for a new record player, which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous.
So I mean, people will just vote for the name they know. Or they'll just go to the voting booth on election day and see, okay, this guy's a Republican, I'm a Republican, I'm going to vote for him. They know nothing of this person's policies. They just vote for him.
Or they'll write in Ric Flair.
Hey, I stand by my vote.
I should have wrote in Killface, so...
And it's like, I stand by my vote of Ric Flair. He would have been a better president than Trump and a better president than Hillary. I stand by that vote.
Well, he might have been as flashy as old Trump.
He'd be flashier.
Oh, yeah. Wheeling, dealing.
But, I mean, term limits would be great because then you get these assholes out of it. Because our founding fathers, the ones who served on the Continental Congress and then later served in the Congress, and several of them would become president, it wasn't a job to them. Well, it was a job, okay? It wasn't a career.
Yeah.
They felt it was their duty to come to Washington, help make laws, help make better for their states, and then serve a term or two, and then go back to their businesses, their farms, and create work in their home counties, in their home states, and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was a public service. It wasn't a career. I mean, if you look at it, they set a precedent that no one followed. Even George Washington set a precedent. He didn't even want to be president. He was just kind of overwhelmed. And like,
hell, they were originally going to make him king.
Yeah. And he ran for one. He won the first election, and then he was going to go one term. They convinced him to do two terms. And then after the second term, they wanted to keep him in. He's like, no, you didn't elect, you elected a president, not a king. Two terms is fine. Done. That kind of became the standard, that a lot of people just do two terms. It wasn't until FDR died in office after five terms? Four terms? He kept getting reelected, and rightfully so. We're in the middle of a world war,
yeah.
So I don't necessarily blame people for reelecting him. But after he died in office, that's when they set the term limits to two. And that's fine. Though I've always thought the president should get one term, 6 years. Because then he doesn't have to worry about re-election. He can do more work. But the Senate and the Congress need terms. I think Senate, they're in there for 6 years. Give them two term limits. Congress, they are in there for 2 years. We'll give you four term limits. Give you 8 years, Congressman. I think that would be better because I think we'd get more fresh new blood.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem. We don't get enough new blood in these areas in...
Yeah, and
people get all weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. Like, the best political maybe it's not the best movie, but one of the best points of political satire I've ever seen was Eddie Murphy's Distinguished Gentleman. In that movie...
I don't think I've seen that one, actually.
Yes, Distinguished Gentleman. He runs for Congress, and he runs for Congress for a congressman who had just died, so they're holding a special election. Eddie Murphy happens to have the same last name as his congressman.
Mm-hmm.
So he buys up all the re-election signs from the widow and just takes the first name off. And it's just vote for whatever the name is.
I think I'm going to have to look this movie up and watch it.
And the vote, like that's where the, and like I said, it's not a great movie, but that point is great. So that's the only thing I remember from it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wins the election because people just recognized the name and voted for the name. They didn't even realize it was a completely different guy. Because it went from literally an old crusty white guy to Eddie Murphy. And no one had, because he didn't do any commercials. It was just vote for this last.
And this was pre Nutty Professor.
This was mid or early 90s. I'm gonna say like 92 is when it came out. It was right around Vampire from Brooklyn, that era of Eddie Murphy movies.
Oh, and I think that was the last Eddie Murphy movie I saw. Yeah. Really,
so,
I enjoyed that one too.
So yeah, so I mean that's just kind of how the political space is. Yeah. Is that people just are in office too long and the voters don't do the research. It's kind of funny.
Well, you're going to say Dave was your favorite political satire.
Yeah. Well, Dave's fantastic.
Dave's a great movie. Now I need to go find that.
Speaking of Dave, I've been trying to work my own Dave way into the White House. I've been thinking, as like, if I can buddy up to Trump, maybe get in there, frame Pence for something, so he gets kicked out of office. Then Trump names me vice president. Then I uncover all this Russian stuff, get him impeached, and I become president because I turn 35 next Saturday. Get those birthday cards in there, people. I'll be 35. I'll be eligible to be president. I become president. It's the long game, Nelson.
The only thing that went through my mind is to say you're going to try to Steve Bannon it. And he failed at it, but, you know, he's kind of fucking crazy. So...
And I'd get rid of the traditional presidential music and I'd like steal a WWE theme.
Oh, God. You're just going to come into the freaking Oval Office to the Dolph Ziggler. I'm here to show the world. I'm here to show the world. Come on.
And every time I go on a trip, like across the seas, I'd want, as I'm getting off Air Force One, I'd want Eric Bischoff's theme played. I'm back. And better than ever.
Oh man.
Oh, I'd have so much fun in the job. I'd be a good and bad president. Because I wouldn't let the stress get to me. And I would have my distinct things. I'd reform healthcare, and I wouldn't do it the stupid way Obama did it. Because the problem is, with healthcare, for those of you who don't know, it's not really the insurance companies. They don't help, but it's not their fault. It's the hospital's fault. Because the hospital's, like, I think I mentioned this on a podcast, Sean got sick, took him to the hospital. He went back, the doctor looked him over, gave him a popsicle. That cost me $1,000. For my son to sit on that grade on a goddamn bed and get a popsicle cost me $1,000. So, and I'm insured. So that's the crux of the problem with healthcare is hospitals charge too much. And it's not that it costs them a lot. They just charge whatever. And part of the problem, and it's not all of it, but part of the problem is hospitals didn't used to charge that much. What they used to do is charge reasonable rates. And then insurance companies kind of came and was like, they wanted a discount. And the hospital was like, we can't give you a discount because we're already kind of charging the bare minimum. If we give you a discount, we'll go out of business. So what then they did do is they raised their rates for the insurance company. So instead of charging, let's say, $15 for some pills, they then said, oh, we charge $90 and we're going to give the insurance company a discount, so it's only $15. The problem is that if I come in uninsured, I still pay that insurance price of $90 instead of the $15.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's part of it. That's not all of it. That's part of it.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, I was like, isn't part of it also the cost of medication because of Big Pharma?
No. Some, like, new, brand new drugs, yes. But
yeah, I mean, not totally, but I mean, like, a small portion of it, I believe, is part of that.
In the defense of that with new drugs, these pharmacies spend millions and billions of dollars researching this stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got to make that money back. Because that's the thing, that's what people don't realize when a new drug comes on the market and it costs a lot of money. It's because, like, this pharmaceutical company spent millions and billions of dollars researching, developing, testing. And the thing is, if they can't charge a good chunk of money for it while they sell the patent, they'll go out of business and then there won't be any new drugs. So, I mean, that's the catch-22 with that. But those patents don't last that long. So as long as you don't need that drug right away, then like a couple years down the road, you're going to get it for $5.
Yeah, once the generics come.
Once the generics come. And that's the thing. And it's like, I can't really argue with that because, and that's the thing, like people say like, well, in Canada, as long as it's like, well, these drugs aren't being made in Canada. Like these wonder drugs are all being made in the US. Mm-hmm. Like if you look up like every kind of drug that's come out that's really done something, it's made in the US because they can patent it. And they can sell it and they can make their money back to fund more research and stuff like that. So that's the catch 22 there. But no, what I'm talking about is just medical services in general. Like open heart surgery didn't used to cost nearly as much as it does. And that's even like taking inflation into account.
Yeah.
So I mean, if I was president, the first thing I'd start with healthcare reform is I'd have auditors, like I would hire auditors to go over the books of hospitals, like, why are you charging this much? Like, it only cost you $5 for this pill. Why are you charging your patients $100 for it? Because the markets, hospitals are big businesses, and I usually like to let the capitalist system take care of it. But the problem is, and we went over this with net neutrality, to start up your own hospital costs a shit ton of money. So I mean, it's not like oh, here's a need, almost like the way Bezos started Amazon. Here's a need, I can fulfill it, and I can do it relatively cheap. I said the word relative, people. I don't want in the comments, it costs this much to start Amazon, but when Amazon started out, it was pretty cheap because they're just selling sheep, no books.
Yeah. What were you about to say?
Zapatos is who does shoes. But no, so I mean, it's all relative. And Amazon, when it first started out, it was pretty cheap to start. It was a startup that sold books, and then he made his money because people were like, oh, I can buy these books online cheaper from Amazon than I can from going to Barnes & Noble, Borders, things like that.
Yeah, I bought like one book from Amazon before they became what they are now. And it was a social psychology book that I had a hard time getting rid of because it was a not-for-resale book, so there was no barcode. And no college bookstores could take it. I had to find someone who was taking that class that used that book.
But yes, I mean, that's the problem with the capitalist system working with hospitals is, if you just don't, it's not like a mom and pop thing, just start up. It costs millions of dollars. So that's the end of our political talk.
Yeah, I was like, I'm trying not to add anything or ask any questions because we need to get out of this.
I hope you learned something. Like I said, go check out things like Colin Moriarty.
Read the articles. Don't just look at
them. Yeah, don't look at the headlines. He's kind of like me. He's in the center, leans right a little bit. Who I really like, and I know this is kind of controversial, but I really like Ben Shapiro. He's a really smart person. I don't agree with
that. I think I've seen a couple of his
things. I don't agree with everything Ben Shapiro says, but what I like about Ben Shapiro is there's research behind what he says. Mm. Like, he's not just like, and he doesn't like yell, he doesn't scream, he talks calmly. And he always has research. He has points to back up his points, whether I agree or disagree with him. Mm. I always like somebody who can back up their points. And, oh God, I can't think of his name. I was going to bring up a leftist. Because he used to work for the Young Turks, but he doesn't anymore because the Young Turks went off the rails. And he's like, I can't work for these people because they're crazy. I really wish I could think of his name, but I can't off the top of my head because I haven't watched one of his videos in a few months. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to steer out of political videos lately because they've been making me angry.
Yeah, that's...
But what popped up on my YouTube feed was Joe Rogan's podcast, because I've watched his podcast, yeah, where he had Ben Shapiro on. And they were talking about this MMA fighter who's a woman, but is actually a transgender man.
I heard about
her. And he was just beating the shit out of women. Mm-hmm. So I kind of watched that. And that's what kind of reminded me about Ben Shapiro. Mm-hmm. But the Democrat I'm talking about, he's also been on Joe Rogan's podcast, which I found about, because they were kind of talking about how the Young Turks used to be more intelligent, and now it's more in your face to grab viewers instead mm-hmm. of being actual political talk. So that's in the political talk. I just wanted to throw some smarter people out there. So if you want to research yourself,
get something topical.
And like I always say, watch the left and the right. Don't just get your news from one source, because you're not going to get educated that way. Especially if you're a Democrat and you watch Democratic stuff, you're just watching people you agree with, and you're not going to learn anything. The same if you're a Republican, just watch Republicans, you're not going to learn anything. I always say watch the other side, because they might bring up a point where you're like, oh, well, that makes sense. And it might change your views. Because I'll, for instance, something changed my views. I remember the first time I voted was when I was 18. I was a little more religious than I am now. And I thought gay marriage was wrong. So I voted against it. That's the only time I ever voted against it. Because as I got older, I met more people. I became mm-hmm. more educated. I was like, you know what? Who cares if gays can marry?
Yeah,
it doesn't affect me in any way.
You pretty much, yeah. Why exactly, that's I, what why, I was gonna say. You realize that.
Why,
it doesn't
why should
you.
I? Why should I stop them from having that right? Yeah. And my religious belief shouldn't govern this country. So the next election that it was up for a vote, I voted in favor of gay marriage, and you know, I changed my mind. And you can do that. Like, never let a political ideology become a belief. Once it becomes a belief, it's really hard to change.
Yeah.
And always keep an open mind about something. You might figure out, like, oh, I was against this, and now I'm for it, kind of thing like that, or vice versa. I was for this, and now I'm against it.
Yeah.
So I always keep an open mind. Always listen to the other side, because sometimes the other side brings up good points. Sometimes they don't, and sometimes your side's wrong. So yeah, it's just like that. All right. So really nothing. I wasn't paying too much attention to video game news this week because my job is involved with it.
Yeah.
I was paying more attention to that. Did watch a few trailers. I think we're both in agreement. The Super Troopers trailer looks fantastic.
I was
Super Troopers
almost too. In tears laughing.
I wish I would have known about it sooner, but the day it premiered, they premiered it on the Chive, and they were going to watch it 420 times, which was 17 hours.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
And they were just broadcasting it live, the Super Troopers guys. And I didn't find out about that until like the next day when it was over, because they were going to take questions and stuff like that. I was like,
yeah.
That'd have been really cool just to have on in the background. And mm-hmm. watching here, and I was like, oh, that would have been great. But that trailer looked fantastic. Like, I liked it when they were dressed as Mounties doing the speaking French. Do you guys speak English? And
I like how it degenerated into them just saying anything that sounded remotely French.
That was great. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, man.
And then the new Tomb Raider trailer dropped. That makes me a little more hopeful.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I'm still not sold on the actress.
But I know I'm a little bit more open-minded.
Yeah, I liked it because it looks like they're focusing on the new rebooted video game.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, as soon as they mentioned, what was that, what was the bad guys in the new game called?
That I don't remember.
Shit.
Unfortunately.
I know, I have
it. I'm really bad. I need to go back and play.
I have it on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it. Anyways, as soon as they, God, I had it and I lost it again.
Oh, no.
As soon as they mentioned them, I'm like, we're gonna be done talking about it right before the end.
Yeah.
As soon as they mentioned them, I was like, oh shit, they're going with the new reboot. So I'm kind of happy about that. But again,
well, I thought they might, just because they're definitely looking going well, after the look.
I was just hoping they were just pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Though I'm still not sold on the actress. She just doesn't. See, it has nothing to do with her acting. She just doesn't.
She doesn't look like Laura.
Yeah, that's what bugs me.
I can actually agree with that, because I got a better look at her in this trailer. I'm like, yeah, Josh and Izzo are right. She doesn't really look like
too. And that's what bugs me. And granted, like, and that's the problem with like video game adaptions now, is because those games look so real.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I if she was in the original. That was Angelina Jolie. If she was in the original, because Laura is just this polygonic monster in those games.
Yeah. I
could have dealt with it, because it's like, okay, this is this polygon 3D thing. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really look like a human. It looks like a monstrosity, which is why I can't go back and play like PlayStation 1 games. Because like
it's a little difficult, I will admit, but like, there are some that, you know.
Yeah, like Final Fantasy 7 looks like trash. Like the FMVs are still okay.
Well, I thought Final Fantasy 7 looked like trash when I got done playing Final Fantasy VIII.
Well, yeah, but you played 8 first. Like, because 9 looks gorgeous. Like, yeah. The character models and that. But yeah, 7's character models just look terrible.
Oh,
but
yeah, that was a product of the time.
They were a product of the time in Square's first 3D.
Yeah. So, I mean, RPG, you know, I won't hate on him for that, but it does look like trash.
But as someone who played Final Fantasy VII when it first came out, it looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I could have dealt with her playing before, but seeing like what Laura looks like in the new games, it's kind of like I.
You know, it makes me wonder, because I know that they do model characters after their voice actors.
The voice actor's like 42 or something.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder how up to it. And then you told me she's like 42.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Yeah, like I wonder how up to it she would have been, you know, had she been a little bit younger.
Yeah, but but the character might be facially modeled after, but.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that the actor actually looks like the character.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at, like, for example, I know these aren't video games, but you look at the voice actors for Archer. H. John Benjamin really only looks like Archer in the face.
I don't even think that. He looks more like Bob from Bob the Burger.
And then, what's the fat girl's name again? I can't, I'm blanking on her name.
Pam.
Yeah, Pam looks like a weird amalgamation in real life of her character from Archer and her character from Frisky Dingo. Because she was also...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was Valerie in Frisky
Dingo. Yeah, so Tomb Raider 2, or not Tomb Raider 2, just Tomb Raider the movie is looking good.
Yeah, it's looking a lot
better.
And it's got...
But speaking of Tomb Raider, it might have been coincidental, or he might have planned it, but on Channel Awesome, the Nostalgia Critic,
yeah,
he reviewed the first Tomb Raider movie, which I remember liking. I saw it in theaters, never saw it again, but I remember it wasn't that bad. And he kind of went with the same thing. It's like, some of the plot elements don't make sense. They do some dumb things, but overall, like, it's a pretty decent video game adaptation.
Yeah, I remember
and
liking
the thing
first
is like, so going back and seeing that, freaking, you have Angelina Jolie doing a shitty British accent, Daniel Craig's in it doing a shitty American accent, and then Jorah Mormont is the villain.
All right.
Yeah.
That's right. He was the villain. Oh, I forgot about that.
But the best part is, like, in the Nostalgia Critic points out, like, halfway through the movie, Daniel Craig is like, fuck it, I can't do an American accent.
Oh, man. I did not realize he was in that movie.
That's because he was, at least the American audience.
Yeah, like, he was a known. Yeah, I would. I was like, he was probably a nobody. At
Daniel
that point.
Craig didn't really become known to American audiences until he was Bond.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, I'd heard the name, but I wouldn't pick him out of the
No, I wouldn't be able to.
Until Casino Royale came
would
out.
Not have been able to.
Well, there was one more movie we were talking about prior to the podcast.
I was talking about getting excited for Avengers.
No, it was while I was working on the dishes. Ah, well, shit.
Did we talk about Doomsday? Deadpool 2 getting moved up?
Oh, yeah, moved it to May. No, yeah. I didn't. So, it's moved up.
So, yeah, that was an interesting move, I thought. But also, New Mutants got moved back 10 months. Like, it's not coming out until 2019 now. Which, yeah. I thought it was just a really odd move. But from what I read, they did that because there's going to be X-Men movies overlapping in the international markets, so they had to move one of them. So I guess they want New Mutants.
Why not just move the international markets and just not fuck with our dates?
Granted, we haven't really seen a whole lot.
I haven't watched the teaser trailer.
Yeah, like, we haven't even seen, like, there's a teaser trailer? I did not know that for New Mutants.
It came out months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. I saw stills. That's all I saw.
Any other cool movie news? Dragon Ball Z Fighter comes out the day before my birthday on Friday, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I still have to pre-order that.
I already pre-ordered it, so I'll get that. I'll get my Trunks Funko Pop.
Yeah, I need to pre-order that. Can't wait. It was, as you guys saw in the last episode,
podcast,
it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that beta was a lot of fun. I'm probably never going to play online.
No, not at all. Yeah. I never play online. Shoot, man.
Yeah, even the Funhouse guys were like, yeah, we're not gonna.
On Street Fighter, I turn off the ability to even freaking get invites to play.
Yeah,
like, nope.
I have no interest in playing people online.
Nope, you're gonna cheat.
I just want to see how pretty that game is. Play it whenever I'm in the DBZ mode.
Yeah.
And just play the story.
I will have like two DBZ games to last me through. Oh, you didn't know about this, or I told you about this briefly. Dragon Ball Super is going on hiatus.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, which it's funny to me how the internet community is freaking the fuck out. They're, because, like, is it coming back? Should we boycott this other one? And all the other YouTubers that cover Dragon Ball that I watch, they're like, no, don't do that. That's fucking stupid. And this is why. Wouldn't you rather have, because we're going to have a Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Super movie coming out in December, or it's going to be made in December, something like that. Wouldn't you rather have all the good animators that normally work on the show, and whoever, put out a great movie, or would you just rather have Super go on and then dip down in quality and become mediocre, because there's a couple instances where it got kind of weird, aka the first two arcs that were just rehashes of the movie, and have a mediocre movie. I'd rather have a good movie, and it's probably going to come back next year, which kind of sucks.
I'd rather not have a movie and just have the show go.
I can't argue with that, but that's not the point.
I mean,
that's not the point. I get it.
For the fans to decide, I'd rather just not have a movie.
Yeah.
With the exception of the movie that brought it all back, the one with Beerus.
Battle of the Gods.
I've never really been a big fan of the Dragon Ball movies.
Yeah, well, part of that, I think, is because of the fact that, one, the stories are a little weird, but the thing about those stories being weird is they're not... They don't tie into the show's canon.
Yeah.
Speaking
of anime, where the fuck is my One Punch Man season?
Yeah, I need you to come on in April so I have something to watch other than Dragon Ball. Because, I still have the dub to watch.
Yeah,
but
One Punch Man is the one thing that I'll watch subtitled.
Like, I didn't even realize that.
And I can kind of do Dragon Ball Z subtitled. But my thing is... And I was glad that super Japanese nerd Lawrence Songtag is with me on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Lawrence. That it's like, I don't like, a lot of, I'm just so busy. Like, a lot of times I don't sit down and actually watch something. Like,
yeah, something subtitled. You're kind of held hostage.
Yeah, it's like I'm doing things like I'm cleaning the house, I'm getting dinner ready, I'm getting
And I completely understand
it. And so, like, subtitles, I can't do that. I need to be able to hear it and just kind of glance, see what the action's going on. I was like, all right, that's cool. And then hear the stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See, that's why I watch Dragon Ball subtitled, like, late Saturday night. Because, like, I'm winding down.
Why aren't you watching it live? Or not live, but as soon as it's available.
Yeah, the day that it comes out, which is Saturday.
Yeah.
But, like, the earliest I'll watch it is, like, 9 o'clock at night, maybe. But, yeah, I save it for late, like, before I go to bed. Because that's, like, the best time for me to do it. But yeah, I need One Punch Man to come back. But yeah, it's you're right. You're kind of held hostage because in order to watch something subtitled, you have to pay attention.
Right.
Which is why I still, and probably will never, haven't watched any of like the original Girl the Dragon Tattoo movies, because I found out I have to sit there and watch it. I can't just throw it on, do my laundry, clean.
I've only seen the one American Girl with the Dragon, not American, but because
the American remake or no?
Well, I don't even know if you can call it an American remake since it's Button Break. The Hollywood remake, I'll call it.
Okay.
That's a movie you gotta pay attention to, anyways.
Yeah, I would imagine, but
do this. But my whole reason, like, because I didn't see the original Swedish release. I want to say is who did the movie. Anyways, I didn't see the original releases because it really didn't come to my attention. Because I didn't really know what the books were about, and I honestly thought like when I first heard about the books, they were like some kind of crap like Dan Brown knockoff.
Mm. I thought it had something to do with vampires. I was completely wrong.
The books. But when like I paid attention to the movies when they did the Daniel Craig version, mm-hmm. and as well, I don't want to watch the subtitle version, the original versions. Is because I liked the actors they got for the Hollywood version mm-hmm. so much that I wanted to see more of that, and I don't want to watch the other version.
Are they even doing the sequels?
Yeah, well, they are, but they're recasting.
Because I was like, man, that movie came out so long ago, and I just, whenever I find out the movie's being redone in Hollywood, I like to actually watch the original to get the comparison. That's why I know that I like Let the Right One In versus Let Me In, the American remake. Because everything that critics said about the American remake, I feel actually is more in tune with the original version because I disagree with everything they said. I thought that the American version of that movie was a lot more gorier and it was unnecessary. Because it was a slow burn movie, and then they changed some characters that it annoyed me because it actually changed the dynamic of the movie. And then the ending was a lot gorier that it did not need to be. So that was my two cents on those two movies. There's a lot of stuff lost in translation, and that and seeing Arizona with snow is kind of weird to me. But it was upper Arizona.
I don't even know if they get snow there. Unless there's a mountain. The Rockies go through Arizona, but I don't think they do.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. All I know is Phoenix
sure
is...
It just wasn't a white desert.
No, it was snow. But all I know is Phoenix seemingly feels like it's in the center of a volcano.
No, I just feel like Arizona is the center of hell, but that's my just two cents on that state. Nothing else to talk about. Patriots won today. I feel they cheated. I think it's.
I saw that they won, and I was like, yeah. "Really? They're going to the Super Bowl again?"
I'm assuming they cheated. The Eagles were winning last I checked. I think the game might be over now. I'll have to check the score. They probably won, which means I'm just gonna hate the fucking Super Bowl.
Mm.
That's okay. I'm hosting the Super Bowl party, which means I won't get to
watch
it.
So if the Eagles lose, who's going in? I don't know who they're
Minnesota.
Playing. Minnesota.
See, on that downer note of a shitty Super Bowl, I don't even care about it at this point anymore.
Yeah.
We gotta get Jeff and everybody, because we gotta do our Super Bowl show next week.
We
gotta record that on Madden, our third annual, man. Super Bowl.
I completely forgot about
Madden.
That, too.
I don't forget about it. Okay. I have fun doing that, because that's the only time I ever play Madden anymore, is for that one podcast episode.
What version are you playing it on? Is it this year's version?
Well, Sean owns it, and I got the trial downloaded for my EA Access. So, on that bombshell, preview for next week, a little taste. And also, Nelson needs to get it uploaded to the damn website. We played Pie in the Face, so you can get that uploaded.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I haven't even gotten it off my phone yet.
Yeah, so when you get this up, figure it out.
There's a lot of video that I got to get off the phone. So.
Oh, yeah, okay, because we'll probably, hopefully this week, we will get at least one video of the cut up.
If I get a chance to work on it at work, I can get them all.
Yeah, so, boom, a lot of videos coming through. We'll have more, like we said. We're going to try to do a couple of videos a week. I got to get some more fireside chats done. Just haven't really had anything to talk about on those yet. I'm not going to force something and not be passionate about it, because I don't want to lie to you guys. So, anyways, enjoy your week. If you're a government employee who's furloughed, enjoy the time off. I don't think this is going to last too long. You'll probably be back to work. I'm going to say, maybe by the time this comes out, maybe Tuesday. When this is out on Tuesday. I don't think any later than Wednesday, though, so
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. All right. Good night, Canada.
Oh, wow. Damn Bray Wyatt socks.